We begin in the small unincorporated town of Etna, along busy Highway 23, 8 miles south of Ozark. Big chunks of forest lay in brown, twisted piles. Tornado-swept foundations radiate in the hot sunlight. Piles of belongings lay outside of partially destroyed homes, and there's lots of activity. Construction crews nail wall joists and rafters, while loggers clear the huge mounds of tree debris. Fred Mullen has pretty much lost track of time. He coordinates Franklin County Department of Emergency Management. He's tall, kind, and a very calm man as he works day and night helping county residents recover. He points to a mountaintop that used to be a neighborhood.
And this is one of the major impact zones that got hit very early on in the event. What we're seeing here is an area of six or seven homes were completely destroyed and about 12 or 15 homes were heavily damaged.
Leading up to the disaster, Mullen, an emergency storm spotter, was on edge. The National Weather Service in Tulsa had issued a severe thunderstorm watch, warning residents that some could be, quote, life-threatening. And this was just one day after a monster tornado killed 150 people up in Joplin, Missouri. Franklin County emergency responders prepared as best they could. Public email and radio reports were issued. By 9 p.m., a supercell had crossed the Oklahoma border, aiming for the heart of Franklin County. Tornado sirens wailed as a huge twister touched down at 11:57 p.m.
The path of this tornado was over a mile wide, and the Weather Service was telling this was a multiple vortex type event, meaning the system was producing more than one tornado in it or more than one vortex in it. And that's why you have little enclaves of damage, and then you'll skip an area where there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of damage, and then another little enclave of damage. So
Fred Mullen glances across the way at workers repairing a two-story house sheared in half. He's native of Franklin County. His family is okay, but eight people were killed in the two-county area, dozens more injured. One remains hospitalized.
Our fire departments were aware that something was going to take place in somewhere in west central Arkansas. Then we had fired up our storm net earlier that afternoon and was keeping people informed on the development of this and as it was approaching our area. So we had really, really good lead time. Most of the volunteer fire departments go ahead and send some responders to the fire station when we go under a weather net like that just to be ready. So we had some responders on scene fairly quickly in both areas.
The Northwest Arkansas Search and Rescue Task Force dispatched 90 members who arrived within 3 hours, part of a surge of help. Injured residents were taken to hospitals in Ozark and Fort Smith, and by the next day, all residents had been accounted for. Aid poured in from major corporations, faith groups, and other towns. This disaster, Fred Mullen says, brought the best and occasionally the worst out of people.
Neighbors helping neighbors and family stepping up to help family members. And you just can't imagine people showing up with equipment or showing up with supplies and offering to help. And not just locally, too. We've had folks from Texas, Wisconsin, Colorado, even folks that were impacted in Joplin and in Alabama at the recent events in those areas have come down to try to help us.
Still, had the Joplin disaster not occurred, this Arkansas tornado outbreak would have likely gotten lots of attention, national attention.
The devastation in Joplin, in that urban area, with the tremendous loss of life there, I suppose is just a bigger story. You know, it's more devastating and gets people's attention. Sometimes I have to kind of wonder if a big event like that didn't actually clue people around the nation in on the fact that these things happen, and ours happening in such close proximity might have not actually been helpful to us because people are prepared to give and prepared to help.
And all the locals have a tornado story to tell. like those responders who carried an injured woman on a backboard through debris for almost a mile, and those two feuding neighbors now working side by side. According to damage on the ground, Fred Mullen estimates one of the tornadoes traveled 8 or 9 miles before lifting. FEMA documents public facilities damage at $1.6 million in Franklin County and $2.2 million in Johnson County. Those old-timey underground storm shelter mounds are common here, but not plentiful.
No, I don't think I would say a lot. Now, after the 1999 tornado outbreak in Arkansas, the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management started a program of grants for homeowners, storm shelters at primary residences. And we've done a bunch of those in Franklin County. And since the tornado has hit, we've probably done 20 or 30 of them. So I think people are kind of spooling up to be ready for the next incident. But a lot of homes don't have cellars.
Below or above ground, new storm shelters cost money. Many of these residents operate family farms, plus work extra jobs just to make ends meet. 50% have no insurance. Initially, FEMA rejected Franklin and Johnson County's application for federal assistance. But after the Arkansas delegation appealed, aid was approved July 8th.
When FEMA did announce that they were going to give us individual assistance and public assistance for the tornado event, it was certainly a burden lessened from us, but it was also quite rewarding because I had seen neighbors helping neighbors across the fence. I had seen little communities helping little communities, fire departments helping fire departments, and all of our mutual aid, all of that taking place. The state come in and was giving us everything they could. And what was missing was that federal component. And I knew that it would be so tough for us to really put this thing together without that federal component. So for them to step in and say that they were going to help was not only a relief, it was almost like we can do this now.
Following the disaster, more than 24 families put up tents on their ravaged property to protect it from looters, and a Red Cross shelter was set up
at a church in Ozark with the kitchen and even individual little rooms for families and a playground and everything. And we had no takers for that shelter in the 10 days or so that it was open as a shelter. The only people that stayed there were volunteers that were coming to help. So I think what you have happening in rural America in these kinds of situations is people will go stay with a family member, they'll go stay with a friend, or they'll stay with a neighbor whose home didn't get impacted. So it's not that these people aren't getting services. They're getting services from the best place to get services, which is their family or their friends or a fellow church member or a fellow community service club member or something like that.
At the Franklin County FEMA Disaster Recovery Center in Ozark, set up in the elementary school auditorium July 9th, half dozen federal caseworkers are on hand, helping traumatized residents.
Oh, my name is Don Chansey, and I live in Denning, Arkansas. And, the tornado had just ripped through and just shook the whole place. And I have a double-wide mobile home, and I thought the whole place was just going to roll. But, it blew out my front wall and tore off most of my roof, and a lot of water damage, and a lot of damage is that. And, you know, of course, FEMA, we didn't know if it was going to do anything or not. And what they have done, you know, I'm really appreciative, but, you know, it's going to take a lot more than what I got here just to get it livable. And so I've got to get estimates and try to get maybe them to help me a little bit more. But if they don't, I'm still happy with, you know, with it. But, you know, they do have the process, so I'm going to take advantage of it if it's there for me. So
Don Chansey has 60 days to appeal. Preliminary damage assessments are conducted right after a disaster by a representative from FEMA, the State Emergency Office, and the Small Business Administration, who report to the governor. And after a person registers for federal aid, an additional inspector is dispatched, who reports back to FEMA estimated monetary damage. None of the caseworkers could talk on record. Bob Howard is media spokesperson for FEMA.
So far, more than 330 people have registered, and more than 350 people have taken advantage of visiting the two disaster centers.
The other set up in Johnson County. As of late last week, more than $1 million has been distributed to both counties. Aid is divided into low-interest loans and grants. The maximum grant to rebuild a home is $30,200, Bob Howard says. Loans, of course, can go higher, but residents must be able to repay. Denning, the other hardest-hit Franklin County community, is in the backyard of Altis, a very popular wine country tourist destination. A backhoe scrapes up the remains of a 100-year-old Methodist frame church down the street while a herd of horses graze nearby. Somehow they survived. Franklin County Emergency Management Coordinator Fred Mullen points to an empty corner.
This is the Denning City Hall. It's totally destroyed. And all of these metal power poles that you see back to our east, almost all of those were laying over across the road. Arkansas Rural Electric had about $2 million worth of damage in Franklin and Johnson County, maybe a little bit more than that by now. But I've got to hand it to those guys. Within about 3 or 4 days, most folks that were able to receive electricity had their electricity back on. So that part of the recovery went really, really well. But there are several homes in this area destroyed, and we've got some folks still living in tents in this area, and of course, as you know, it's another 100-degree day, so.
2 months out, and recovery has just only begun. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.